Good afternoon, and welcome to the Virginia Interfaith Center for Public Policy's live weekly broadcast. I'm Roberta Oster, the Communications Director. Our program brings you news and analysis about economic, racial, social, and environmental justice issues here in Virginia. We bring the expertise and perspective of legislators, community members, policy experts, and faith leaders. We keep you informed, and we keep our elected officials accountable. In keeping with the mission of the Interfaith Center, we will share resources and offer opportunities for you to get involved in our work, advancing social justice and helping our neighbors. And this broadcast is interactive. You'll be able to ask questions of our guests during the show on this Facebook feed. We care what you think and value your participation, so please, ask questions. And now to today's program. Our focus is on the upcoming election. We will be addressing the critical issues of voting and election protection. And today is a special broadcast because it is the kickoff for Virginia Interfaith Center's 30 days of Get Out the Vote. It starts on Monday, October 5th, and you can sign up at this URL, tinyurl.com/GOTV30. So please write it down, sign up, and join us. Now I'm pleased to introduce our guests. Alexandria Bratton, who is program manager for the Virginia Civic Engagement Table. Welcome, Alexandria. And Abby Spencer, who is the Congregation Engagement Coordinator for the Virginia Interfaith Center. And our moderator today is my colleague and friend, Kim Bobo, Executive Director of the Virginia Interfaith Center. Kim?
Hey, great to be with you today. All right, so I think we are on our own here. So we're going to talk both about how we make sure each one of us is voting and gets our vote in there. And then how do we, as people of faith, sort of protect the entire process? So I think the first set of questions are mostly going to go to Abby, and then I'll turn more to Alex. But Alex, you can jump in here on some of my questions to Abby as well. So Virginia has a lot of new voting laws that went into effect July 1, 2020. So what are some of the key changes and information voters can find and share in our 2020 voter guide that folks need to know about the general election? So Abby?
Sure. Thank you. Thank you for having me. So as you said, they were effective July 1st. One of the main ones is the health guidelines that are now effective at the voting polls. This has become a way of life right now. So when we go to the polls, that includes we need to wear a face covering and we need to sanitize before and after we go into the poll. Another main thing is that what we can do to avoid being in the polling place for so long is we can look over the ballot before we go in so that we know exactly who we're voting for. And we can do our quick check marks and then we can go on our way. Another thing that they advise us to not do is not bring our children. That has been something that has been allowed in the past with young children, but they encourage, if we can, to leave our young children at home when we go vote. And then something else is that we do need to social distance. And like I said, that has become a way of life for the past 6 months. And they encourage us to do that at the polling place. Something else is that we, to register to vote, the last day of that is October 13th. And a lot of changes are in the health guidelines, but also you do not, if you would like to do an absentee ballot, you do not have to have a witness this time. In the past, you would have to have someone witness you cast your ballot, but because of the circumstances of COVID, you do not have to have that said witness. And so that is kind of something that we are looking to do. And another change is with the absentee ballots. And that is something that is more encouraged to do because that would avoid groups and crowds at the polling places. And so with that said, is it all right to go into the ballot drop box? I think you're on mute, Kim.
Alex, can you unmute yourself?
Yes.
Okay, good, good. So Alex, how do you get an absentee ballot?
Yeah, so it's super simple this year. You can either request one online or you could go into your registrar's office and actually vote in person absentee. This year, as Abby mentioned, this is the first year in Virginia that everyone can go and vote early absentee without having to need an excuse. And so this is so big for us in Virginia because it now expands not only access to the ballot box, but it allows folks to go when they want, when they have time, when it's not so busy, so they don't have to stand in long lines. So you can request your absentee ballot online. You can have it sent to your house, or you can, like I said, you can go into the registrar's office and actually vote in person early, or a satellite location, depending on whether or not your locality has those available right now.
So I've heard of some people, they've requested their absentee ballot and they haven't gotten them. What should they do?
Yeah, so one, you can either be patient, right? Like there's still 6 days till election day. So there's still time to receive that ballot. If things came up and you change your mind on deciding to vote by mail, you can also go into your registrar's office or one of those satellite locations if your locality has one, and you can request to vote in person. They will have to look up to make sure that you have not already returned your ballot. And then there's a form that you can ask for to sign, and it would essentially allow you to relieve all rights of your ballot that you may receive in the mail, or cancel the ballot being mailed out, and you would actually be able to vote in person at that time.
Got it. Okay, well, I'm going to go back to you, Abby. So we at Virginia Interfaith are encouraging as many people to vote early and vote absentee due to COVID for the many reasons that you explained. And these many people can fill out these ballots at home, and more will be voting early this year. So can you just walk us through filling out an absentee ballot and tell us about these ballot drop boxes? Like, this is a new thing, right? Tell us about these.
It is a new thing, and it's a great new thing. So first of all, something important along with that is that you need to make sure that you are registered in the correct county. Something I have been hearing a lot about is that they will direct you away, unfortunately, from the polling place if you are not in your correct voting district. So if you are a person who has just moved to a nearby county, check your county, make sure you're registered in the right place. And then with that, after knowing your county, what you can do is you can go on your county website and you can look up what we are calling drop boxes for your in-person or your drop-off ballot. So basically what that is, and you can see an image here, is you will drive up to a box such as this and you will cast your ballot. It will be in a little envelope and you will give it and they will stamp it. They will stamp that you voted. You can see that right there. So that's basically like your receipt saying that you did cast your vote, and then they will hand it back to you. And then something new this year is that you can track your ballot. And you can track your ballot and you can see, I guess it's kind of like a package. You can see what stage it's in, and you can see if it was received. And I think that that goes along with our civic duty. We are voting. And I think when we talk about voting security, that that's what it means, is we need to see that our vote was heard, and we need to see that it was processed all the way through. And so these drop boxes can be found on your county website. And most counties, I've been on a couple county websites, and it's one of like the first things you see. So it's very obvious, and it's very a new exciting thing, and people are really pushing for it. Because when we do drop box voting, that it's less lines, it's smaller crowds, it's safer, and it's just something that you can do with your kids, and you can teach them young how to vote. You can teach them the importance of voting. So there's a lot of benefits to it. And you get a sticker. Who doesn't love a voting sticker? But those are just the main things where you can do with the drop boxes. You can find them, like I said, on your county website. And then also I don't know if this is new or not, so Kim, you might have to assist me on this, but college students, if you are in a dorm, and you can apply for voting, there's a lot of drop boxes near campuses as well. So that's something that they're also pushing for, is for putting them, if not on campus, then nearby campus. So
right. And you can register from your college campus, right? That's been around for a while, but sometimes students don't recognize that they can do that. But you have to do it by, what's that deadline again?
I believe that's October for 13th. The Dropbox.
13, no, to register.
Oh, to register is the 13th.
Yeah, October 13th.
Yeah, okay. It's not long at all. So we don't have very much time, which is
awesome. Important.
And I registered to vote in like 90 seconds. It was so easy. They make it so simple for you. And just like everyone else, they want us to vote. We want you to vote. So they've made it very simple.
Okay. And so tell me about this Rides to the Registrar. So what is this call to action to organize Rides to the Registrar, and why is that important?
So if you ask me, the Rides to the Registrar is just a great way to get out. And I was kind of laughing at this when I first heard about it. So it is a call of action, and our civic duty is to vote. Also, what we can do to expound that is we can get our friends to vote as well. And the reason why I said I was laughing is I can think of a handful of my girlfriends who would be so thrilled to get in the car with me and go on a little outing, just because they've been at home with their school-aged kids and haven't had a girls trip. So you could call it anything you want. You can call it a girls trip, and you can get some of your friends, and you can go vote. So things have changed as you can see here in the U.S. Postal Service. So first class delivery is now 2 to 5 days, and standard is 2 to 9. And so they encourage you to take your friends and just get everyone at once and just get that process going, because it does take a little bit. But something that we do need to know about this, and you can see this on the flyer, is that you cannot deliver for someone else. If you have an ailed grandmother, if you have just someone who asks you to take their ballot for them, you cannot do that this year. You need to show ID when you get there. You need to prove that it's you dropping off your ballot. And you need to, it's just, you have to do it individually. And so that's something that has changed as well, something that I believe did go into effect July 1st. And so the Rides to the Registrar is just expounding your civic duty, just making it something where you can ask your friends to come vote with you.
Bit and talk more about sort of how do we ensure the integrity overall of our elections in Virginia. And the Virginia Interfaith Center is a proud member of the Virginia Civic Engagement Table that where Alex works. And so, you know, how, Alex, how is the Virginia Civic Engagement Table connected to the National Election Protection Program on an election day? And why do we have to do this? Why do we care about this?
Ooh, that is such a great question. Well, we are connected to the National EP Coalition. We abbreviate Election Protection for EP. And we have been one of their state partners for at least the last five years. What that means is we work with other state partners, other national partners, to ensure that folks know what their rights are when they get to their polling precinct on election day. And also making sure that folks know that this number exists and that people are here to help them. And so the 866 Our Vote number is the national hotline. There are also some language lines available as well that folks can use if you need some translation in a different language. And so we'll make sure that those get posted as well at some point. And if not, then you can find them on our website, our election protection website. But we are, it's so important to ensure that folks know exactly what their rights are, because we see time and time again, people are turned away at polling locations for wrong ID or just a number of different things. And we want to make sure that folks know, like, you have options. If you go to a polling place prior to July 1, 2020, right, and you didn't have an ID, you could still vote a provisional ballot. This year, because we have gotten a new law in place, expands what IDs are available to use at polling locations or even during this early voting period. And so you don't have to have a photo ID anymore, which is awesome. And if you still find that you don't have any of the documentation that they have listed, then you can sign a form that is you clarifying and confirming that you are who you say you are, and you can still vote a regular ballot. So we just want to make sure that everyone knows what their rights are, that everyone who is eligible to vote has the right to vote on election day or during the early voting period, and that people feel safe when they go to vote.
So, Alex, this is all nonpartisan, though, right? You want to protect Republicans, Democrats, independents. We want to protect everybody's vote, right?
Correct. So the program that we run is a nonpartisan program. It is built that way because it is important for as many people to participate in our democracy as possible. And so that is our job. We are there to help any voter who comes to vote on election day or during early voting.
And are you working across the state? Are you working in particular areas? Like, what's the geography that you all are working?
Oh, man. So we are working across the state in 26 different counties this year. This is actually the largest program that we have run at VSET and super excited about it. There's quite a lengthy list, but I will list them all out. We are going to be in Arlington, Alexandria, Charlottesville, Chesapeake, Chesterfield, Colonial Heights, Dinwiddie, Fairfax County, Fairfax City, Falls Church, Fredericksburg, Hampton, Henrico, Loudoun, Manassas City, Manassas Park, Newport News, Norfolk, Petersburg, Portsmouth, Prince William, Richmond City, Roanoke City, Stafford, Suffolk, and Virginia Beach. Whew. So quite a few places that we are going to have not only volunteers, but also signage that points people into the direction of the different hotlines that are available for folks to call on election day or during early voting. And so we want to be able to have this available to as many people as possible. And just based off of those 26 localities, we are able to reach about 3.6 million Virginian voters. And that is huge for access to folks knowing what that means and what their rights mean and how they can get assistance if they need it.
And how, why were those 26 communities chosen?
Yeah, so we did a lot of targeting with all of the state data on voters, and we layered that with BIPOC voters, also areas that have a high incident report rate, like historical reporting from different elections in the past. So we layer all of those things on, in addition to young voters, new voters, and then we see like where are folks at? Like, where are the folks that our partners and our allies like work in, and make sure that we want those communities covered the most. And so a lot of work goes into pulling and doing the targeting to figure out exactly where we're going to be for our program in the fall. And so I'm super proud of the work that we've done at the table with that.
Nice. So it sounds like you might need some volunteers to help. So could you tell us a little bit, Alex, about like what kinds of things do you need people to do? And are there like special requirements of people that you need? And how do people sign up to help?
Yeah, great question. So we need lots of volunteers. In order to meet our goals this year, we need all the volunteers who are willing to do some work on Election Day or even during early voting. And so we have a couple of different opportunities for folks. As you can see on the screen, that is where you can go to volunteer for Election Day. Election Day, we are looking for poll monitors and rovers. Poll monitors will be in person at polling sites to help help voters one-on-one. Of course, sticking to our social distancing guidelines, and we are providing all of our volunteers with COVID PPE. And so we need lots of folks to fill those slots. We also have opportunities for folks who may not want to engage with voters, but still want to come out and do something, right? And so those are our roving positions. You would be assigned up to 4 precincts within your 4-hour shift. You would be given a checklist of things to look for at a polling place, in addition to some instructions on how to report long lines or any frustrated voters or anything like that. And then the last one is actually a pre-election day volunteer opportunity. And those are our sign team members. We're going to have folks throughout the state dropping yard signs with the 866 hour vote number, in addition to the language lines that are available. And those will be at polling sites so that voters can see them on election day. And if they need to call, they will be able to do so because they have the information there. And so we'll have folks drop signs at specific precincts and pick those signs up either on election day night or the following morning. And then we also have lots of opportunities for folks to engage and volunteer with us during this early voting period. So we are looking for volunteers to help fill Saturday slots. As you all know, the last 2 Saturdays, so October 24th and October 31st, every single registrar and satellite office throughout the state will be open for early voting. And so we're anticipating high volumes of folks to come out and exercise their right to vote to so they can beat the lines on election day. And so we want as many folks at these polling locations across the state and in these 26 localities that we can get so that folks know what their rights are, and so that we can make sure that lots of people are voting early and hopefully mitigating some of those long lines that we're anticipating on election day.
Wow. Okay. This is so exciting, sort of this effort to really make sure that our vote is protected and that we can do it safely. I'm excited about this. So I want to go back and review a couple things. I want to first just review all the deadlines and the procedure for everybody. And then I want to talk just a little bit about what especially can congregations do in this moment. When's the last day to register? Abby, when's the last day to register?
Yeah, the last day to register is in 12 days, October 13th.
Okay, and you can do that online?
Yes, you can do it online.
And you can also do it at your registrar's office?
Yes, you can do it both ways. So great about this year. They've given, like Alexandra said, they've given us so many different opportunities and ways to make sure we get our ballot.
Okay, so that's the last day to register. Okay, now, Alex, when's the last day to request an absentee ballot?
It is October 23rd.
October 23rd. Okay. And you can request it online?
Yes, you can request it online or at your registrar's office if you choose to do that. But if you go in person, you might as well go ahead and vote early as well. So that is October 23rd at 5 p.m. They have to have all requests by that time.
Okay. And so you can do that online or at the registrar's office, but you're going in anyway. You might as well just vote if you're going in.
Yeah.
All right. And then we can drop our absentee ballot at the registrar's office or at these boxes, these ballot drop boxes. And when can we do that until? What's the deadline for that?
October 31st is the deadline for absentee ballots.
Oh, that's a Halloween. So that's pretty easy, right?
Okay. Already be on your calendar.
Okay, so Halloween is for that one. And then in terms of actual voting, there's some special days they're open. You were talking about Saturdays, Alex. So the registrar's office and all these satellite places, they're going to be open when?
So I actually do want to add something to absentee ballots.
Oh, please.
You can also drop them off on election day. If you forgot to put it in the mail or if you forgot to drop it at one of these drop boxes, you can take it into any polling precinct within your jurisdiction on election day, and they will take them for you to the registrar's office that evening. So there's also some time there too.
So these absentee ballots, you can put them in the mail, you can take them to the registrar's office, you can put them in the ballot box, or you can deliver them on election day.
Yes, so many options.
Wow, that's so great.
Yeah, and registrar offices will accept absentee ballots that come through the mail up until the Friday after election day, as long as they are postmarked at least on or before election day.
Got it.
So many options this year.
So many options. Okay, so tell us again about these special days that they're going to be open, Alex.
Yeah, so early voting has already started. It started actually on September 18th. And so most registrars have either their office or satellite office within your locality that is open during the week. Starting October 24th, they will all be open on those two Saturdays, October 24th and October 31st, ahead of Election Day, to make sure that folks have even more access to casting their ballot. And then there are some localities that have expanded days past that. So some of them are even open before then. So if you are super interested in your specific locality to take advantage of one of these Saturdays, please look on your registrar's website to figure out whether or not they're open additional days.
Nice. Again, we should thank our registrars in Virginia. Like, they are, really working hard trying to make sure that all of us get a chance to cast a ballot in one way or another. All right. I want to close our section by talking just a little bit about what can congregations do. So I want to ask Abby this first, and then I'll ask Alexander, what can congregations do to make sure people are registered and to help get out the vote? So Abby and then Alex.
Sure. Something that I think is that you can address the congregation and let them know who and what is on the ballot. That's something that you can maybe encourage them to do. And I feel like if you know a person's passion for points of view and a person's passion for where they stand, then I think passion is infectious. And I think that would encourage them to get out and vote And something I personally think that they can do is the ride to the registrar. Maybe they can create a weekly gathering place where that they can all come together, and who would like to go, they can get up in a church van or a church bus and maybe all go together. And I think that knowing what's on the ballot and ride to registrar is a way that congregations can help each other out.
Awesome. Alex, your thoughts?
Absolutely. I think those two things are super important. Voter education is probably the top thing that anybody can help someone else do with voting, because we do also have two constitutional amendments on our ballot this year. And so making sure you know what those are and what they mean is super important. I think one other thing that congregations can do is volunteering for election protection. We have so many availabilities for folks to get involved. And if you already are doing something on election day, because you may be offering rides to the actual polls, right? That's also something that can be done. Then work with us on dropping signs. Work with us during early voting. There's so many opportunities to place so many volunteers, and we can use all of the help that we can get. So anything that you all would like to do in that sense, I am happy to help you there.
That's awesome. And I just want to add a couple other things. So we've gotten a lot of questions about Amendment 1. And so we did a whole StreamYard show on that issue last week with leaders in the state who represent both sides of that position. So if you have questions on it, and I've gotten a lot of questions about it, look at that show so you can make up your own mind on that. I think that's really important. We also have a voter guide that you can download that has questions at least to think about before you're voting, and you can get that from Civic Engagement. And we're also trying to encourage in terms of people to be climate voters, that you want to vote and be a climate change voter. And so we have a pledge for climate change voters. So you can also get that at this website here, but we would love you to do that. We'd love you to download the voter guide. It's through our partner and colleague, Virginia Interfaith Power and Light. So we'd love you to join that as well. And long term, this is an area we're going to work more in over the next few years. But to get a taste of it, people can register for our 30-day GOTV program, right, Abby? How do they do that? Oh, there you go, on the show. So you can register to work with us on a 30-day program to GOTV. And long term, if you're in a congregation, find a liaison to work with us. And long term, we will help you become a more engaged congregation. And it's really about year-long engagement. So it's about making sure everybody is registered, whatever party they want to be, and everyone in faith community should be registered, right? If we claim to be people of faith, we've been given a power that we need to use, and so we need to vote. That's part of our being people of faith, is we need to be engaged in these things. Then we've got to make sure everybody, not just register, but you got to use that ballot, right? You got to take it in the box or mail it in or do something with it or show up on election day or before. So we've got to get people there. But then that's not enough. Once we get our people elected, we've got to work to advocate policies that bring economic, racial, social, and environmental justice into Virginia. And that's what we do year round, is engaging folks. So we want to work with you in the next 30 days, but we also want to work with you throughout the year to make Virginia the kind of commonwealth that will welcome and support all of us. So anyway, Abby and Alex, do you have any last words? You guys have been incredibly helpful. I know a lot more than I did before this. So thank you. So Abby, any last words?
Yeah, I just have one more thing to add to the congregational, what can you do in a congregation? And I just think reach out to the one, because there might be some members of the congregation who are elderly, who want to vote, but may not know how, or who are not tech savvy. And I think just reach out to the one and explain simply to them all the options that we talked about, and just maybe encourage them to take a ride with you and drop off their ballot with them. And I think that that's something else that we can do. And I think that it's incredible. Know your ballot, know who's on the ballot, know what's on the ballot. There are some new Virginia constitutional amendments that are going to be changed up. So cast your ballot on that. And just, I like how you brought in the religious aspect. Just make sure that everyone's voice is heard.
Well, she's really right on that old, the older generation. I was talking to somebody the other day, says, we don't use Facebook. Okay, well, if they don't use Facebook, they're not watching this show. So, yeah, we do need to make sure that the folks who are less tech savvy know how to get those ballots. So very important. So, Alex, last words from you.
Yeah, I just think with being in the midst of a pandemic, and just everything going around, the safest way to vote this year is going to be by either voting by mail or voting early. So I want to put that out there so that folks know that they have options when it comes to voting this year, and they do not have to wait until election day to do so. Also, if you are interested in working with us and helping protect the vote for millions of Virginians throughout the state, please sign up to volunteer with us, and we will get you trained up, get you some materials, and we will get you assigned. So please feel free to reach out.
Awesome. Well, Abby, thanks for your work. And Alex, thanks so much for your leadership in the state. It's just a pleasure and honor to work with you. And thank you, listeners, for joining us. And make sure you're registered and get out the vote.